Acknowledgements. I loved writing this book. At the same time, it was the hardest of my books to write, partly because it was the most complicated structure and premise I've attempted yet, and partly because it was written first while I was very pregnant and then with a new baby in tow, and during a pandemic. Though, on that score, I know how lucky I am to have a job where I can easily work from home, unlike so many, especially those incredibly brave key workers. Anyway, I'm so proud of this book and of releasing it into the world. It's not very British to say it, but I am. At the same time, it feels so, so important to stress that none of it would have been possible without the hard work of some very kind, dedicated and talented people. There really should be multiple names on that front cover. This book has been a huge team effort. Thank you to the phenomenal Kath Summerhayes for your endless wit and wisdom and sage counsel, and for being such fun to work with and to go for lunch with and for cocktails with, and for always being there on the end of the phone. I am so lucky to have you and so grateful for everything you do. Thank you to the incredible Alexandra Machinist for your unfailingly excellent advice and unbelievable negotiating skills. And though for the time being our planned Parisian adventures have fallen foul of the winter vomiting virus, I know we'll be having a glass of champagne on the terrace soon. I can't wait to toast your brilliance. Thank you to Kim Young for being the most patient and supportive of editors, for championing this book from its first inception and, frankly, fairly ropey, first draft. You always know how to coax my best work from me. You inspire me with your belief in me and my writing. Thank you for holding my hand throughout this whole process and for always being ready to jump on the phone to discuss a mad new plot idea. Thank you to Kate Ninsel for your masterly editorial counsel, for your razor-sharp eye and overall publishing wizardry. I still can't quite believe what you have achieved with the guest list in the US, bringing my dark little British book to well over a million readers. I am so lucky to have you as my champion. Thank you to the utterly brilliant Charlotte Brabin. You are such a talented, dedicated editor. I am so grateful for all your hard work and advice, tact and creativity, and for always being ready and willing for a brainstorm. However small or silly the query, whatever time of day or night. Thank you to Luke Speed for all your kindness and wisdom, and for your endless patience in explaining the magical and mystifying world of film to me. And thank you at the same time for being such fun to work with. You and Kath are the dream team. May there be many more lunches and cinema dates. Thank you to Katie McGowan, Callum Mollison, and Grace Robinson for your incredible work in finding my books so many publishers around the world. It's such a thrill to think of them being translated into other languages and finding so many new readers globally. I'm in awe of what you do. Thank you to the fabulous Harper Fiction family, to Kate Elton, Charlie Redmayne, Isabel Coburn, Abby Salter, Hannah O'Brien, Sarah Shea, Janelle Brew, Amy Winchester, Claire Ward, Roger Cazalet, Izzy Coburn, Alice Gomer, Sarah Munro, Charlotte Brown, Grace Dent, and Ben Hurd. I am so lucky to be published by you all. I'm so hoping we all get to raise a glass together soon. Thank you to the brilliant team at William Morrow, to Brian Murray, Liette Stilik, Molly Gendel, Brittany Hills, Caitlin Harry, Sam Glatt, Jennifer Hart, Stephanie Vallejo, Pam Barricklow, Grace Han, and Jean Rayner. Thank you so much for your tireless work and dedication and for championing my books stateside. I can't wait to visit you all in New York and celebrate together. Thank you to the wonderful wider Curtis Brown A-team, to Johnny Geller, Jess Molloy, and Anna Weglin. Thank you to my darling friend, Anna Barrett, for doing such a fantastic early read-through and edit of The Paris Apartment when I was too scared to show it to anyone else, for hugely boosting my confidence in the book with your encouragement and suggestions. I highly recommend Anna if you're looking for an independent edit of your novel. She's at www.the-writers-space.com. Last, but very much not least, thank you to my family. Thank you to the Folly, Collie, and Allen clans for all your support. Thank you to my wonderful siblings, Kate and Robbie. Again, thank God, nothing like the siblings in this book. I'm so proud of you both, and so lucky to have you. Thank you to my parents, for your pride in me, and for the endless, unflagging support. Thank you for forgiving me for turning up to stay, only to dump the wee man on you with no warning and disappear behind my laptop. For being such kind and loving grandparents, feeding and playing and looking after the little guy so lovingly and uncomplainingly while I've been mired in copy edits and proofreads. Thank you for encouraging me in my storytelling since I was a little girl, telling Farmer P tales in the back seat. Thank you to Al for quite literally making all of this possible, for holding the baby, for putting stuff on hold to help me, for talking me through plot crises at 3 a.m. and on walks and drives and over dinners we've gone out for and holidays we've taken to get away from the book. For your wisdom, your support, your belief, your encouragement. For reading through almost as many drafts of this book as I have myself, biro in hand, even when knackered from a day's work or baby wrangling, or both. You say 20%. I say, I owe you everything.